Okay, here we go. Let us begin. Tuesday, Tefillah, Birchos HaTorah. We say Birchos HaTorah every day. Okay. Number one, you have to know that Birchos HaTorah might be a mitzvah deraisa. You have to understand. Most brachos are mitzvahs derabanan. What bracha is deraisa? Benching. What bracha also might be deraisa? Birchos HaTorah. The Rambam wrote a sefer on mitzvos. He listed the 248 mitzvos asay. The Ramban argues on some of the Rambam's mitzvos. He says, no, that's not really a mitzvah. But the Ramban agreed with the total number. So at the end of the sefer mitzvos of the Rambam, the Ramban adds in the mitzvos that he thinks the Ramban forgot. That the Rambam forgot. And one of the mitzvos the Ramban adds in is thanking Hashem for giving us the Torah. So especially the second bracha. Pashup Shad, it's the second bracha of Asher Bachar Banu. Thank you, Hashem, you gave us the Torah. Blessed is Hashem, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. According to the Ramban, that bracha is a mitzvah deraisa. So when you say Birchos HaTorah, you're fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa. Okay. The first of the two Birchos HaTorah talks about the mitzvah of learning Torah. Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah V'tzivanu La'asok B'divrei Sora. La'asok means to engross ourselves. It doesn't say lilmod, it says la'asok. There are two pshatim. There are several pshatim. One pshat is, you don't just sit back and learn. You're osek. You're supposed to be involved in your learning. Get into it, get excited, and you work hard at it. You know, you can, a secular discipline, you learn. But Torah, you don't learn, you're involved. La'asok, that's one pshat. Another pshat in la'asok is that asek refers to that which you do with your life, your business dealings. Asakim is business. The learning is supposed to affect your life. So la'asok means that the learning leads to your life being more exciting. You got it? Your life being different. Sure, that's a nice pshat. That the learning affects my asek, la'asok. Supposed to be involved in my limud Torah. If I learn something, then I keep it and I do it. Let's continue. V'harivna Hashem Elokeinu. We ask Hashem to make the learning sweet. You're supposed to enjoy your learning. Okay, let's get the basics. There's a famous, world famous comment in the introduction to the Iglei Tal. When you learn for Smicha and you learn Hilchos Shabbos, you're going to learn the Iglei Tal. It's the classic sefer on Melachos of Shabbos. Rav Nevensol has spent probably thousands of hours learning the Iglei Tal. Yeah, it's one of the things he really spends a lot of time on. So he has somebody in Rebbe, you're supposed to Shema. What does Lishma mean? Just because it's a mitzvah, not for any outside reason. So if you enjoy learning, it takes away the lishma. So maybe, you know, is it proper to really enjoy your learning? The simcha of your learning takes away from the lishma. It's not the best way to do the mitzvah. He says, no, just the opposite. You're supposed to enjoy your learning. Enjoying the learning is part of the mitzvah. It's not something additional. It's part of it. V'harivna, the learning should be sweet. The highest level of learning is when it's sweet, when you enjoy it. If you enjoy learning, it's the greatest. Tainuk. If you don't enjoy learning yet, so do two things. A, learn. We discussed that in this two weeks ago. When you learn more, it ends up sinking in, and you begin to enjoy it more. Number two, have kavana in this bracha. In the morning, when you say this bracha, ask Hashem to help you enjoy learning more. That's what you're supposed to do. We have examples of enjoying learning. Rav Chizkiya Shlita. If you ask him a nice question, he says, "Sheila misamachat." What a phrase! Sheila misamachat. The question makes me happy. He. And, as we've discussed in the past, there's the Reb Chizkiya dance. You ask him a good question, you tell him a vort, and his body starts to move. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. His goof is linked up so much to his neshama, and his neshama is linked up so much to the enjoying Torah, that when he hears a nice vort, he just starts moving. It's unbelievable. A lot of us, you know, we have music that from our, we're younger. You hear niggin. It's the music of Torah. It's fabulous. My Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlita has a phrase that he says. He says it, I don't know, I hear it every now and then. He says, this sugya, very cheerful sugya. It's cheerful. That's this. A sugya, it's a good sugya, geshmak, it's cheerful, it makes you happy. That's the level we should all strive for. Rav Nevensol Shlita, you know, comes for the siyums, and he tells a vort, and once in a while he tells a joke too. He told a joke that he mamash was laughing at himself, like he appreciated himself. It was really good. So he said, it's a cold, dreary, rain-filled day. You come in, you're cold, you're wet. You have a warm fire. You have a hot cup of tea, a piece of cake. Ah. Now you're enjoying yourself. And then you open up a Gemara. Whew! Oh my gosh. You're learning, it's a hot, outside it's cold, wet, I got my fire, tea, cake, piece of learning Gemara, and the guy says to himself, oi, too much Olam Hazeh at one time, and he closes the Gemara, and just goes back to the cake and the tea. Alright. Get it? I guess you have to be Rav Nevensol. Too much Olam Hazeh. So Rav Nevensol said, right feeling, wrong reaction. You understand? You're supposed to feel that way, but don't close the Gemara, is that clear? Okay. But that's the way you're supposed to feel. And I'm telling you guys, you can get there. The Chazon Ish has a letter. He talks about the simcha, the tainug, of learning straight. 1 hour, you get to one level. 2 hours, he says to learn 4 hours straight without stopping, and he has all these new adjectives and adverbs of the simcha that you feel. 5 hours, 6 hours straight. So you're supposed to enjoy your learning. So, A, try to enjoy it. B, if not, have fun for this bruh. C, you ought to learn things you enjoy more. It's good to learn things you enjoy more also. Hear the stories about the Rabbanim and appreciate that that's part of what learning is supposed to be. The next phrase is V'ni anachnu, and let us V'tze'etzo'enu V'tze'etzo'i Amcha Beis Yisrael. Our descendants should also learn Torah. In the Birchos HaTorah, we ask about our descendants learning Torah. So many of the Sfarim say that's connected with the Harivna. If you want your kids to learn, there is no guarantee. There's never a guarantee. You have to daven a lot, a lot, a lot. There's never a guarantee. But what's the best guarantee that your kids will take learning seriously? You take it seriously. They see you learning at home, and they see you enjoying it. Ah, this is geschmack. You're in a house and someone's learning, let's say, a Sefer in Chassidus. And every 10 seconds, ah, ah, and that's how you grow up. Wow. You're going to have a connection with learning. Wow. Rav Willig Shlita talks about when he was younger, he used to learn in his dining room table. And he'd always left all the books. He wanted his kids to see that Abba learns when he's home. And all the books, and then he spoke about with his wife, the Shalom Bayis thing, that she wants the table cleared up, so put the books away at night. And he would say to her, yeah, but tomorrow I'm taking out the same books tomorrow, so like either they're in a nice pile on the table or they're away for overnight. What's the difference? That's what a guy would think. Yeah, but for her, so he put them away. Okay, good, put the books away. If your wife wants them away, you put them away. Anyway, is that clear? We dive in that our kids should also be connected with learning. And that's right after we say Vaharivna. Got it? Alright. We say another bracha of Birchos HaTorah. Asher Bachar Banu. Thank you Hashem, we're the chosen nation. You gave us the Torah. Guys, it's a gift. Without Torah, you're lost. Without Torah, there's no token to life. Sipuk HaNefesh. Guys, it's a whole different world. You have to pinch yourself. Thank God that I'm Jewish. You know, there are stories, people, they dance when they say Shalos Anigoy. Thank God you're Jewish and you have a Torah. So that's what this is. We're the chosen nation. We have a whole different level, and it creates a responsibility. If someone gives you a gift, You have a responsibility to use it. Hashem gives you $1 million. What are you supposed to do with it? Support your family, send your kids to good schools, stucca, things like that. And if your son connects with his fifth grade Rebbe, what do? If your son connects with his fifth grade Rebbe and he likes the Rebbe, so in the summer, if your son's at home, you pay the Rebbe once a week to learn with your son. Keep that kesher going. That is a great piece of advice I just gave you. My oldest son's engagement party, his fifth grade Rebbe spoke. Because we've worked at keeping a connection. This past Sukkot, I took my two next sons to visit their fifth and sixth grade Rebbe. Because they connected with him. If you're fortunate enough that your kid connects, now again, not every kid wants to learn extra in the summer. So you make it exciting with cake and this and that, and if he likes the Rebbe, make it special. But it costs money for the tutoring. Yeah, that's what the money's for. That's what it's for. Is that clear? Hope that's clear. Anyway, that's a gift. So Hashem gave, so you have to use the Torah and thank Hashem every day. That's Ashabach Harbanu. That we receive the Torah. We have this opportunity. We have to constantly be thanking Hashem for all these things. Birchos HaTorah are very, very important. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Mem Zayin, he doesn't say this too often. I can't tell you how often he says it, but he doesn't say this too often. Siman Zayin, listen to this. Birchos HaTorah, Sarif Lizaher Ba Ma'od. Be very careful. It comes from the Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim says that Am Yisrael was punished because they didn't say Birchos Torah. What does that mean? There are a lot of pshatim. So the Chofetz Chaim gives one of the standard pshatim. And here's what the Chofetz Chaim says. Yivarech osa b'simcha gedola. Say Birchos Torah with a lot of simcha. Thank God that I have a Torah and I can learn Torah. Especially this year. You have a chance to learn the whole day. Appreciate it. Birchos HaTorah. So the Chofetz Chaim says as follows. What do you mean they didn't say Birchos HaTorah? They view Torah like Lahavdil, another secular discipline. Math, science. Math and science are important to learn. But it's not the Torah. Saying Birchos HaTorah is our way of expressing that the Torah is not like math and science. It's much more important. It's a mitzvah. This is our life. Gehem chayena berach demeinu. So saying Birchos HaTorah, the simcha with kavana, is what shows that declaration, the Torah is different. We have to know the Torah is different. And that's what it says here. Sarich Yizar Ma'od, Litein Hoda'a, Al Shabach Harbanu, V'nasan Lanu Klif Amdaso. And then he quotes the Chazal say, if you're not careful with Birchos HaTorah, then Chas V'Shalom, you're not Zokut to a Ben Talmud Chacham. And everyone wants a Ben Talmud Chacham. So like I said, guys, you have to appreciate it, especially in yeshiva. You have to thank Hashem all the time, Baruch Hashem, that we have a Torah.